Well, hello, my name is Vincent Rhodes, and I'm asking you questions about composing new media projects for my graduate research course. Obviously, participation in the interview is voluntary. You can stop at any time, refuse to answer any questions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You've read all this stuff on there. Again, participation is entirely voluntary. Could you start by saying your name, spelling it, and then telling me if you are a PhD or master's level grad student?
Okay, it's Elizabeth J. Vincelet. Last name, Vincelet, V-I-N-C-E-L-E-T-T-E. And I'm a PhD student.
Great. How would you rate your comfort level with computers?
Somewhat uncomfortable, only because I'm trying to learn a great deal right now. I'm probably more comfortable than most people because I do have that willingness. But if somebody were to say, well, what do you know about code? Right now I'd have to say nothing.
But computers in general?
In general, I'm comfortable.
Okay. As far as new media tools then?
Getting more comfortable.
Okay.
If somebody asked me to do something in Photoshop, I feel like I could figure it out. Sound editing, I could probably figure it out. It's more, my comfort level is directly tied to a feeling that if I spent enough time on something or looked it up, I could probably make something work.
Okay. Have you ever completed a new media project for a graduate level course?
Yes.
Okay. How many times have you done new media projects for your graduate courses?
Two, and I'm working on the third right now.
Okay. Was it required?
Yes.
Okay. So this is all for the rhetoric and cyberspace new media production course?
Yes. Okay. Except I'm working on a website right now that is for my dissertation.
Okay.
So that's something I totally cooked up on my own and making myself suffer through because I'm that interested in it.
Okay. Have you ever completed a new media project as an option for a class where it wasn't required?
No.
Okay. Have you had a class where that was an option?
Yes. Last semester it was an option and I didn't do it because I didn't have the skills yet. I wanted to, but it would have been absolutely impossible at the time.
Why?
I had no skills in Photoshop, sound editing, or web design at the time.
In the classes that you've taken so far at ODU, do your instructors generally offer this as an option explicitly on the syllabus or course documents? Do they offer it as an option as they describe it as something they go, oh yeah, by the way, you could do this, or do they not offer it at all?
It's been offered in several classes, mostly the rhetoric classes that have some sort of new media component or we're studying some new media theories such as rhetoric in cyberspace or text and technologies. Rhetoric of cyberspace is required, of course. Text and technologies is an option. But I took another course through the Humanities Institute last fall with Dr. Heller, and she encouraged us to consider a new media project for our final project instead of writing a paper. And she was specifically hoping that we could design a website related to a topic of interest in American popular culture.
Okay. How comfortable do your instructors seem to be with regard to assigning or accepting new media projects?
I'd say overall most of them are comfortable, and I think it's because our program is situating itself as more of an English studies program than well, certainly not literature. And because of that openness to English studies as a way to situate our field, I feel as though if I made an argument for why I wanted to do a new media project, even in a class where it's not on the syllabus, that I would probably be able to do that. And some professors would probably ask for a written component in addition to the new media project. Like if writing isn't a major part of the project, like let's say I did a website that was mostly image-based, or even if it wasn't mostly image-based, I'd probably be asked to write a companion paper explaining design choices or theoretical background having to do with it.
Okay. I'll come back to that question in just a second because it'll kind of relate to that.
Well, and I'm still thinking about it too because I don't necessarily agree with that. So.
Well, okay, so then go ahead and tell me. Okay. Tell me how you feel about that.
Well, it's, again, related to some work I'm doing right now. I'm learning Dreamweaver totally from scratch. And I have to write an article-length paper in addition to all this work I'm doing. And it's started occurring to me over the last few days that I've already spent more time on this website composing than I would for an article-length paper. I should be rewarded for this composition, even though it's not a traditional class paper. And for once, I feel like the traditional paper I'm going to do about this is an afterthought that is tacked on. And I actually started feeling kind of angry about it because literally some days I'm spending like, you know, 6 to 8 hours on this thing, moving everything else off my academic calendar, things I need to be working on to build the site. And thinking, why the hell do I have to write a paper on this too, because I'm going to do that anyway when I write my dissertation. So it just doesn't seem quite fair.
So would that impact your decision to do a new media project the next time?
No, because I've already totally bought into the idea that I'm doing this for my dissertation. It's more like I've just taken on so much learning to do this project in such a short amount of time that I feel a little bit discouraged right now. And it wasn't necessarily that it was the professor asking me to do all this, but that I'm applying for some workshops that are tied to some grants and other institutions, and I have to submit my work to get in. So I wouldn't say it's the professor necessarily who just heaped all this work on me, like adding that paper. It was more like I kind of added some of this to myself by wanting to get extra training. And retroactively want to ask if I can't do the paper, but I have a feeling that's not going to fly.
Okay.
I don't know how much of that you should include.
Yeah,
know who I'm talking about, but you can take some of this.
I'm gonna skip around then a little bit on the questions because
skip
we just
around.
Kind of
we're
got
on a
there.
Thread. Yeah.
So, if you were looking at a syllabus or a course document where it kind of laid out the options of you could write the paper or you could do a new media project, what goes through your head? What factors would dissuade you from trying to do the new media project?
Fear. And it would specifically be a fear that I know exactly how I want to design something and just don't know how. Because probably like most of us, I spend a lot of time online. I know what I like. I love thinking about designing compositions because I do a lot of photography, and it feels very natural for me to design websites as far as layouts, knowing where I want things, color choices, things that I just consider instinctive. They're instinctive to me, but there's actually a lot of theory behind some of the choices I'm making. But I just don't know how to do it all yet. And that's what would stop me. It's not the desire, it's just time.
Okay, so it's not so much the fear that you absolutely couldn't get it done, it's that it just would take a tremendous amount of time?
Well, it's both. And maybe some of that is just my nature of wanting it to be, like, so awesome, you know? that I realistically just couldn't learn but so much within the framework of a semester. So it's both, really.
Okay. Overall, if you were looking at the syllabus and you had the option to do a new media project, what would be the factors that would encourage you? What kinds of things would you need to know, or what kinds of things would make you feel like, all right, despite the time, despite the fear, I am going to bite the bullet and go ahead and do this project as a new media composition?
I think at this point, I would do it because I've been teaching myself, and I've also learned that a lot of times something that takes me 5 hours to figure out, I might be able to ask somebody I know and get an answer in 5 minutes. And that this type of work, while there's a lot of play involved, and I love that play is that 5 hours that I could get an answer in 5 minutes. So constructing it, it has to be a mix of the play and the asking for help, I think, when you're learning. You have to have that playing around. But I think I'd be much more encouraged to do it now because I've learned a little bit. I have a little bit of a toolbox now that I've taken rhetoric in cyberspace. I've been pushing myself to learn, and my comfort level's gone up enough that I think if I had a choice now, if I could go take that pop culture class again, I would choose to do the website rather than a paper. Definitely.
Okay. What could the instructor do to make you more comfortable?
Let me stop them. Girls.
They're down here. That's fine.
Go back up and show.